Are you going to say now? We've taken the him. We've taken the one that is a him. Now take it on the other form.
Oh Lord, my God, when I know some wonder on Cedar Road, the works your hands have made.
You know who first of all made me to love this song? Two people. Kaji Kuman and Archbishop Daosa. When you see Kaji Kuman, she will go with her toes, with her high heels, and then she will just do like this in a lanky form. And they see her will go again in a very lanky form. Then she will twist. She's very lanky. And then she will turn again with very, she wears very high heels. Ben Hinn too likes the song a lot. Almost every healing minister loves the song. How great thou art. She made the song very popular and charismatic. Then let's go together one more time.
And sings my soul, oh my Savior God, to me how great thou art.
Sing it out. Out, just open your mouth and tell him you love him. Oh, magnify his name forever. Give him praise and glory. Oh, we give you all the glory and praise, mighty God. How great thou art. We give you all of the praise, mighty God. We celebrate your faithfulness. There's no like you forever. You're on the throne. How great thou art. We worship you. We adore you. We magnify you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Blessed be your name forever, in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, we give you praise and glory. We give you all of the honor. We give you all of the praise. In Jesus' mighty name. Give the King of Kings a big hand. Amen. I intentionally kept quiet and somebody has sat down. You know why? You sat down. Tradition. You are used to sitting down after clapping. Change is the only permanent thing. We are to thank God when you sat down. Because your body is used to sitting down after clapping. But then today we want to thank God because it's the first day in the month of February. Amen. The only permanent thing in life is change. Lord, for making me see the first day of the month, I lift my voice and I say, thank you. Open your mouth and thank him in the name of Jesus. For making me see the very first day in the month of February, 2015, Lord, say thank you. Say thank you, mighty God, for making me see this first day. I say thank you, mighty God, thank you, and thank you, and thank you. Making us see the first day in this month, we say thank you. We celebrate your faithfulness, we adore you. We magnify your name, Lord. We celebrate your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord. Give you praise and glory in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for causing every one of us, both those online inclusive, seeing the very first day in the month of February 2015. Take all the glory and praise in Jesus' mighty name. You may be seated with a big hand to Jesus. The theme of the message is Wonders of His Grace, Part 3. Wonders of His Grace, the capital H, because they are talking about God. What makes a man great in the kingdom of God is the grace of God. Life without grace will be full of sweat and struggles. Many have thought that life is by strength, but God said, by strength shall no man prevail. It's not of him that willeth, not of him that walketh, but of God that showeth mercy. Paul came last. I was just standing when we were singing How Great Thou Art. Paul came last of all of them. Peter was there with Jesus. James was there with Jesus. John was there with Jesus. When Paul came, he never met Jesus physically. But Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 10, he said, I am what I am by the grace of God. The results Paul heard, they were bigger than all the apostles put together. Paul wrote 50% or more than 50% of the New Testament. The ones who even met Jesus didn't write. That Peter made a statement in the epistle, said, the epistles of Paul are even difficult for us to understand. And Paul said, the reason why I am that successful is because of the grace of God. Paul came last, but overtook all. I don't care where you are in the back, you're overtaking those ahead of you. Grace can take you from the pit to the peak. It can carry you from the pit to the palace. Paul came last. Last of all the apostles. Yet Paul overtook Peter, James, and John. That Satan himself said, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Satan didn't call Peter. He said, I know Paul. Say grace. And Paul said, I am what I am by the grace. When grace comes, life changes. People don't know the importance of grace. That's why they do things by power and mind. Now hear this. There's a scripture which is the key scripture for all the services. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6 and 7. I know you know it. But don't think that you know the whole truth of that scripture. Verses 6 and 7. He said, then he answered and spake unto me saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. He said, where thou, O mount, great mountain, before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become what? This is where everybody stops. An average Christian stops here. We all know this one. But look at the next sentence. And he shall bring forth the headstone. Thereon we shouted, crying. So Zerubbabel cried for what? Grace. Grace. It was when Zerubbabel said, oh God, I need your grace, that God came down and moved mountain. So without a cry for grace, mountains will remain. He cried for grace. People don't cry for grace. That's why they end up in disgrace. That will not be your portion. Because there will be a cry for grace today, and your story will change forever.
Your greatness is tied to the grace of God.
Am I talking to you?
Now hear this. Everything about my life is a product of grace.
Now, if I don't share my testimony, you won't understand me. In Bible school, my wife is a living witness. My wife was born again long before me. I became born again. I was the youngest believer in our Bible school. I don't mean age. They say I was already a matured man. I became born again in my 30s. In the Bible school, I was the youngest believer in the class. By new birth, not by age. You understand what I'm saying? Like Paul. I became born again July, the same month as the Bible school. And when was I Bible school? About October. I became born again July, and the Bible school started around October. Am I going to go with you? Now, in the class, I was the youngest believer. I didn't know my left from my right. When my mates come up to talk, my legs will be shaking. Because they say, according to Genesis chapter 5, according to Numbers chapter 15, I say, oh God of heaven. You say you called me? Where do I start? When they say practicals, my virtually you see my, I will say, God, you sure that you, this thing, I will be able to do it. You see most of them, when the oratory power, you know, according to Numbers chapter 15, and they connect to Philippians, and they come back to Ephesians, and say, oh God of heaven. Are you sure that I didn't call myself? And I prayed for grace. Because they already, all of them were born again pastors, born again for years. Me, I just came. Can you imagine my born again July? We are going to full time October. Just imagine. July, August, September, October. Full time. And I'm to start ministry. I said, God, help me. I prayed for grace. But with all humility, the difference is clear. There is nobody who was in that Bible school with me, with all humility, with God sees my heart, who has 5% of my result. 5% of the result I have. Grace took me from the back. If you think it's your expertise, you'll be limited. When you cry for grace, grace is supernatural help. Grace is a lifter of men. Grace is a raiser of men. Grace can catapult you to great heights. Grace can carry you from a housekeeper to a jet owner. Grace will change somebody's position today. I said, grace will move you from the back and take you to the front. What grace does, it makes you overtake those ahead of you. I don't care where they thought you are at the back. After today, you'll be at the top. Everything you lost, you will recover this month. God will carry you from the back and put you in front. In the name of Jesus. Because when grace comes, mountains moves. Are you getting what I'm saying? If you take grace out, mountains will remain. What is grace? Grace is simply divine help. Simply what? Divine help. Grace is simply divine help. It is divine leverage. You know, in physics, they have what they call lever. The lever carries the weight. Is that true? You watch. Grace is divine leverage. It is divine link up. You link up with God to help you. That's grace. Grace is simply God in the race. The G is God. Race. That's grace. Grace can be likened to, let me tell you this, for example, you bring 40 to 50 men now and ask them to lift a car that you want to change tire. And if they hold that car for 3 hours, they'll all be tired. True? Just imagine 50 men holding a car, a big truck, and you tell them change the tire. After some minutes, their legs will wobble. But one small object called jack can keep that car for 1 week. That is grace. The jack is the grace. What your human strength can't do, grace will. Okay, look at the night of glory. Say grace. Our human strength could have campaigned, couldn't have publicized, couldn't have carried that thing to the nations, but grace took it. Ooh. Say grace. From connections, we said one, how many do we say? 150. Now, they called me and said, 154, no, that unknown countries, we had 100 something thousand points. That means virtually the entire world connected, because there are countries that don't have access to internet. So they hook up from other countries. So those countries didn't show on internet. So, and we have, put it on screen, that we had 124,837 points on known countries. Unknown what? So the 154 were the known countries. So from the unknown countries, many people, so it was not 154. I was wrong. Am I talking to you? It was not 154 countries. It was far more. It was the entire globe connecting to 9th of... Now hear this. Why you will be humble is this. 9th of glory, the 9.550 something thousand was not people. It was points. And hotel is 1 point. And one hotel can have 50 people. The whole observation ministries is 1 point. So you can imagine if all of us are on the internet, they will count us as one. Husband and wife, one PC, 10 students in one room. So what we had was not the number of persons. It was the number of points times the people. So imagine how many millions. Where did you and I advertise Night of Glory in Saudi Arabia? Say God. Grace took over. And we just watch God did it. While you're watching, God will do something special in your life. And you know what grace does? You just watch. And then God does the whole work. That's grace. You just what? You watch. A big aircraft is towed by one small tractor. Say grace. You see that big aircraft, and not massive an aircraft, one small tractor. That's grace. Grace is you doing nothing and then just see something going up. You know, if you're on board a flight, do you try to push the aircraft? Eh? Something just carries you up. That's grace. You don't do much, but something is taking you up. In the aircraft, how many people are trying to say, aircraft, go up? Go up. Have you done that before? It just carries you. That's grace. You're on board the flight, and then you're cruising. They say, well, we are moving from, we have not 20,000, we have moved to 30,000, we have moved to 40,000. You say, hey, I'm on board this flight, no sweat, I'm not doing anything. That's grace. Grace just carries you, and you begin to reach. How many are seeing it? Say, this day, I will enjoy the grace of God. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, in the first service, I talked about how grace carried Moses, carried Joseph, carried David Biomia from the back to the front. And I talked about the importance of grace. As the important truth about grace that you must realize that you need grace. Number one, that was the first service. You must realize that you need what? I said number two, ignore your human strength. Ignore your what? Don't say, I have connection. You'll be disappointed. In this kingdom, connection will disconnect you. Connection will do what? Don't ever, and even in your heart, don't say, I have connected. Listen, you know what I'm teaching on grace? God told me to teach on grace, because in the first day, the natural is praise. But when I was praying for the night of glory, he said, teach on grace. Now listen. Look at Moses. Moses was keeping what? Sheep of Jethro. But the Bible said, if I find grace that side, grace took Moses to be a leader of men. Say grace. And when grace came, he could not struggle with Pharaoh. He went to fight in human strength. Remember, he killed somebody. That was strength. That was what? But when grace came, he just pointed water. Water swallowed all of Pharaoh. Say grace. In the natural, what did he do? He had to throw punch to kill somebody, one man, and ran. But when grace came, he just pointed water. He said, the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see them. He didn't throw any arrow. Grace took over fight. He said, God, take over. Close them up. Say grace. Grace brings victory without you fighting. Am I talking to you? Grace simply is God involved in your affairs. Am I communicating with you? Shout hallelujah. And then went further to say that grace brings physical deliverance. And then grace brings fulfillment. Those were second service. Grace brings distinction. Get the second service tape. Get second service tape. Is that clear, sir? And in this third service, we'll be looking at access to grace. Access to what? What is your access to grace? Because grace
It's favor you didn't merit. It just comes to you. Am I going to go with you? It's exclusive reserve of God. Are you going to have sinner? You can't take money to buy grace. It's not bought in the market. Are you going to have sinner? Hello? You can't go to the shop and buy grace. Say, I want to buy grace. It's not available. Are you going to have sinner? You know what grace does? God puts on you what you didn't qualify for in the natural. Are you going to have sinner? Grace cannot be earned by merit or hard work. It is an exclusive reserve of God. Your number one access to grace is new birth. Your number one access to grace is what? New birth. That's born again. In Titus chapter 2 and verse 11. Titus 2:11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation had appeared to how many? All men. Salvation guarantees access to God's grace. Remember, man sinned and fell short of the glory of God. In Romans 3, verse 23, it said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So for us to go back to his grace, you must be born again. Righteousness, you don't get it by any works. You have to get it through salvation of accepting Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. Am I communicating with you? Let me tell you something. If you want grace, it's automatic, you must be born again. There's no short way. The grace of God is not available to sinners. It's not available to... It's available only to those who have accepted Jesus Christ as a Lord and Savior. You cannot be in Egypt and expect to enjoy the grace of God. He said, for instance, in Romans chapter 6, 1 and 2, he said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Shall we continue not accepting Jesus Christ, continue in that sin? Say, God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer there? So if I want the grace of God, I must accept Jesus Christ. Hello. Otherwise, grace will not work. Is that true, sir? Number two, access to grace is knowledge. Is what? Knowledge. Grace is multipliable through knowledge. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, 2 Peter 1, 2, it said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord and of Jesus Christ our Lord. So grace is not static. You can multiply grace. Am I communicating with you, sir? True knowledge. You what? When knowledge increases, grace also increases. Now listen carefully. As knowledge increases, grace will also what? Increase. Now, when I was preparing for Night of Glory, listen to this testimony to humble you. When I was preparing for Night of Glory, by knowledge I knew that there's a limit your human strength can carry you. So I did something because I've read from Bible that by strength shall no man prevail. By knowledge I knew that, look, anything you don't hand over to God, you may end up in hangover. So I did something which no man was involved, only I and God. Didn't tell no man. I shut the door. And I went on my knees and I said, God, you know that on my own, I can't do anything. Help me this night of glory. I said, help me, because how do I preach in the first place? I prayed a prayer banking 100% on his help. Heaven responded. Am I going to go with you? God took over Night of Glory from me. He just said, leave you. I take over. And you all saw the result.
Hello?
I went down in the closet.
This man will tell the testimony, so I don't think that it's my English.
It was inside the bedroom.
He told me, go back to John 3:16. Say grace.
I prepared every message.
He said, no,
go back to unfolding the power of John 3:16.
And he unveiled the scripture I've taught before in a greater depth.
The whole message was prepared in 2 weeks. While the other one has been months, yet the thing has not been well cooked. Say grace.
He advertised the program beyond our understanding. I've said that over and over. You and I did nothing. Did you do anything?
Okay, if you said you did something, where did you go?
Which of you shared handbill in Saudi Arabia?
Who here shared handbill in Saudi Arabia?
He said, okay, went to Waterside.
Did you go to Oman?
Grace shared the handbills. Advertised 70 today. I can't understand. 74,000 points.
Saudi Arabia.
Boko Haram is small.
Medical is what?
Saudi Arabia, you are not permitted to carry Bible. You enter the Bible, you are arrested and locked up.
Carry what?
Bible to Saudi Arabia is an offense. It's a criminal offense. Then, 74,000 points. That means 74,000 crowds of people are gathered somewhere hearing the gospel of Jesus. From salvation is strange. In their houses, they say, if you don't allow us to carry Bible, Bible will come to here. That couldn't have been any advert, because no television will allow you to advertise Christian programs in Arabia. This is God himself blowing it. Boom, 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 boom. Grace, say grace.
Grace.
Say grace.
Grace.
Say grace.
Grace.
Grace, grace.
Grace.
How many want grace to work for you? That same grace will work for someone who says amen. In the name of Jesus. Come to a point in your life you just hand over to God. I just saw anytime I say God take over, things happen beyond my understanding. And it's a heart issue.
I can tell you, say what?
You know, you can say, God, I want you to hand over. Then inside you say, I know it after I know it. Young ladies who sing in choir, hear me. Don't come to sing thinking that you can sing. You will sing and sink. But if you say grace, you just say, then sings my soul. Heaven will just be like, the shadows of your change. My say, you see the whole place will erupt. What did I preach? Say grace. You see me preaching, I'll be making fun. Yet people will be getting healed. If not for, okay. I'm not saying I'll be making fun. Says, look at the way she wear high shoe. And then the leg will be healed. I preach with humor. True? And miracles will be happening. And see people are very serious. You know, Jesus said, thou shall not. Nothing happens. Because the man feels that he has gone to theology school. He has PhD in grammatic English. So he comes up and says, based on the analogy of the constructive paradigm. And God said, since you don't believe in grace, be talking. Be speaking your English. Be speaking your grammar. Nothing will happen here. And then somebody will just come and say, someone shout hallelujah. And I'll make one phone. And somebody will still get healed. Say grace.
Grace.
Say, it's not me. It's not. I did nothing. I did nothing. Everyone saying, he blessed handkerchief. He blessed handkerchief. See incredible mind-blowing miracles from one handkerchief. Say grace.
Grace.
Say grace.
Grace.
People are getting testimonies. I will still get testimony from one mantle. Oh, lift your handkerchief. Handkerchief that people used to blow your nose. Say grace.
Grace.
And somebody say, no, I know everything about mantle prayers. You know. And if you can just say Acts 19, 11 and 12, the miracles will happen. You know that? I've read all the books.
God said, without me,
you do nothing. The man comes upon the altar and said, everybody shout here, shout here. And then based on my understanding, I just came back from Cambridge and I did a course in Cambridge and I made the
distinction.
And I'm trying to do my PhD in homiletics. God says, speak your English. And then after you finish, it's nothing. Nothing. Stop banking on your credentials before you fail. Bank on God. Share here. So grace multiplies as knowledge multiplies. Shout hallelujah. And there's one area in this church where knowledge can multiply. Home cell. Yeah? In home cell, you are privileged to ask questions. You can't ask me questions as I'm teaching now. Can you raise your hand and say, excuse me, pastor? But in the home cell, you are free to ask what? Questions. Are you getting what I'm saying now? You are there enlisted for more grace. In Acts chapter 4, 23 and 33, look at what the Bible says. Go to your own company. Home cell is your own company. It says, I'm being let go. They went to their own what? Company. And they put all that the chief priests and elders said unto them. And with great power, did you hear that? Gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And great grace was upon them all. So in the home cell, one who comes to that to pray, great what? Grace is poured on us. Come on, sir, here. In the home cell, there's a release of grace. There's a release of grace upon us. One who says, in the name of Jesus, in one accord, something happens. Don't think home cell is for funfair. Home cell, and we are starting one beginning from this Tuesday. Are you aware of that? The first home cell for the year 2015, we start when? This Tuesday, give us a big hand. Hallelujah. All over the world, whether you're in Saudi Arabia, you can be doing home cell in your house. We'll be sending you the material. Just tell us your email. Do you in Saudi Arabia hearing this message? We'll send you the material. You can be doing home cell there. Just in your house. Only all of you here in the house be doing home cell. Lock your door. I'm preaching. Yes, the church has spread. It's a global church now. Our church is no longer plus 17. Worldwide. Salvation Mrs. Worldwide. Oman, that's church. Saudi Arabia church. We have church without borders. Church without. Our church is without borders. By the time 100-something nations hook up, you know you have church. Church is everywhere. Everywhere. Online. There are members. Online members. Plenty online. In fact, the online members are more than the physical members. I guess when we had 9 points, how many? 550-something points. You know how many members? Members are plenty. Say grace. You know why your shop is not selling? You are banking on the business management you read. How can you think that you can sell more than the people who are connected? Just bank on. Okay. What advert? CNN. Can you pay? Can you pay? That is, it's not by might. It's not by, even if we put our advert on CNN, wouldn't have gotten that number. I did something. They came to me and said, you are not doing this advert well. I said, we are not advertising this time like that. Leave me alone. They didn't know where I was holding on to. I was holding on grace. They wanted me. Television people came. Professionals came. They said, Papa, the way you used to advertise, you're not advertising much. I said, relax. We advertise American Crusade. Every station you know in America, it was on. Geographical Channel, History Channel, any channel. All the major channels in the U.S. Maryland Crusade was inside. Geographical Channel, except the thing was not called Clapping Hand Channel, any channel. Yet, there was no channel for the crusade. I preach. My chest pained me in America. I was coming at the third day, my ribs hook. I said, what kind of thing is this? I said, all this energy, if I spend it in Nigeria, I would have gotten more. I shouted. They saw the musicians who came. That was their first time. So they thought they were even coming to help us. But when they came to Africa, they knew that we were helping them because we advertised them. No, anybody who climbed here, land of glory, we advertise you. There's none of them, all the ministers who sang here, none of them have sang to that population before in their life. From here, globally, you can, a president of Nigeria or president of Ghana can speak to 50 million people from his country, but no president in Africa can speak to the whole world. The platform here was the biggest platform for anybody who performed. Am I talking to you? A man can speak to the whole nation to NTA. It's his own country people. Ghanaians won't turn to NTA. But Night of Glory created a platform for global impact. So that's why I want, even people who don't have vision, you know when I talk about vision, people don't have vision. Like somebody playing keyboard now. You are not playing keyboard to a local level again. You are playing keyboard globally. So for somebody to say, I'm leaving Salvation Missions, you have no vision. Your vision is very myopic. Because this is a stage for global influence. So when someone says, I'm not playing drum here, I'm going to, I say, forget him. He has no vision. People with vision don't run anywhere. Because it's better you clap hand in heaven than to be a king in hell. It's better to be a gatekeeper in heaven than to be a king in... Even if you say, praise the Lord here, you are talking to the entire globe than to go to be a local champion in one small place. Chief Executive Financial Officer. People with vision see far. But join the home cell. Join what? And then make sure great grace will be given unto you. As you faithfully continue the home cell, grace that will change your story be released to you in the name of Jesus. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I think I'll stop. Or do I take the third one? Another access to grace is faith. I think I'll stop with faith. You get access to grace through what? New birth. Through knowledge. Three, through faith. And I'll stop with that. In this kingdom, you can't access any blessing without faith. So if you want grace, you also have faith that grace must work. Now, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, it says, for by grace ye are saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. Grace can only be accessed through the instrumentality of faith. Am I coming with you? Faith is your, what is faith? Faith is believing that whatever God says is true. If grace is like that, then I have faith that Lord, your grace must answer to me. Without faith, nothing works. He said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that is a reward of them who diligently seek him. Hebrews 11 verse 6. So if I believe, then God that your grace will work, grace will work. Is that true? Am I talking to you? Romans chapter 5, 1 and 2. And I close. Therefore, Romans 5, 1 and 2. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access, by what? Faith into this grace. Did you hear that? So it is faith that gives access to what? Grace. Where do we stand? And it just in hope of the glory of God. So it is faith that gives us what? Access to grace. I have faith that God, your grace must answer to me. That's all. It's faith. It's faith. Brother, I am not succeeding by strength. I am not succeeding through any quest. I'm succeeding by grace. This church is not succeeding by any human connection. Okay. We are succeeding by grace. In one of the services, I said grace supplies everything. I think that was second service. It's the second or first. I said grace supplies what? This church is rich. But we are rich. Rich that we are rich. But what brings the wealth? Grace. You cannot point at any man to say, if not for this man in this church, but we are one of the wealthiest churches on earth of any denomination. Say grace. No PDP money here. No APC money here. This is God's money. Grace. We've never gone to any government house to say, can you help us? We will never go. There's no government that will need their help. Every government needs our help. Say grace.
Because I saw in my Bible, the government shall be upon his shoulder. So we will help the government. Who will help what? Say grace.
Hello, I know many of you don't understand where I'm coming from. God says to me something, but I humble me. When I speak sometimes, those who don't understand, I say, why is he talking like this? Why is he talking like this? If I don't talk, it won't happen.
And the second service I was closing, you know what God told me? He said, the reason I made the internet members is what you used to say. I was shocked. As we are closing service. Long ago, I used to say, no, we have more internet members than physical members. How many of you hear me?
As at that time, it was not like that.
And at the end of service, he said, that you used to say is what I confirmed. We don't have physical members of 20 million now. But we have members of over 20 million. So, the words I used to speak. Stay there. Don't be talking. See, why is he talking that we are too rich? You should be talking with not, if you say we are too rich, I'm not about to think that we have too much money. If I don't talk, who have? We have plenty of. In fact, we are rich that rich. We are so. If you don't talk like that, you won't be rich. You know, religious people, you shouldn't talk like that. You should just say, God is blessing us. I won't say so. You won't teach me the Bible. We are rich. Any armed robber should know we are rich. And any armed robber that thinks of us will die. Salvation ceases. Let the poor say. Did he say let the poor say I'm quiet? Let the weak say. You can be saying I'm weak. Let the poor say. You know it, but you don't say it. It's from here. This church grew. See where the church grew from. From where? Oh no. From my mouth. From where? How many will grace work for? Will you cry for grace? Rise to your feet. Shout hallelujah. Tell your neighbor it's time to cry for grace. I'm going to give you the next 2 minutes. You are going to say, Lord, today, let grace answer in favor of salvation. Let grace answer in my life. This month of February, I want your grace to be at work in my life. Lord, let that kind of cry is from the depth of the heart. When I cry for grace in my room, I saw the effect in the open. I'm telling the testimony now. I didn't tell you before because you didn't know what I did. But I came to see the testimony in the open. Don't think you know. You know why your CV? You have been battling. You think your CV is too loaded. And you left grace apart. Lord, let your grace help me. Politician, don't think your campaign can make you win those people. It is grace. Okay, you are a believer. You want to go and campaign. We are killing it everywhere. See the way they are killing people. Why will you be able to campaign? They keep you anyhow. You need grace. You need what? How much do you have to campaign? When people are throwing money left and right. How much? How much do you even save? You need what? Lord, let your grace help me in my business. Let your grace help my family. Let your grace help this church. Lord, your grace help me in my academics. If it helps in academics, you don't be getting first class without sweat. Lord, I bank on your grace. Let grace answer to me now. Lift your voice and sincerely pray in the name of Jesus. Let your grace answer to me. Let your grace answer to Salvation Ministries. Let your grace answer to Salvation Ministries. Epuse Lucato Bregia Kata. Let grace answer to Salvation Ministries. Zesu, Zesu, Zesu. Prekuse Kutale Kale Braga Zakato. Let grace answer. Let grace answer. Let grace answer. Let grace answer in favor of salvation ministries. Let grace answer. In my own life and family, let your grace answer, O God of heaven. Let your grace answer in the name of Jesus. I ask for your grace, O God. I ask for your grace, O God. Oh, help me, help me, help me by your grace. Let your grace help me in ministry and life. Let your grace answer to salvation ministries. Let grace answer, O God. I need your grace more than ever before. O God of heaven. Ekupare suketu prakatala bagazegete. Zeze, zeze. Shando bregezu. Likazo keto breketuli kateli zakoti alada. Zeze. So breketi alato. Zekia kata. Jindalo bregezu. Lekuza ketu breketi akatole zekiriata. Let grace answer, O God. Let grace answer, O God. Let grace answer, O God. I pray in the name of Jesus that your grace will answer to me. Blessed be your name in the precious name of Jesus. Grace will answer to everyone that genuinely cried. Whether online, in church, wherever you are, in the name of Jesus. Say with me, grace has answered. Grace will work for me. This month of February and beyond. In Jesus' name. Amen. I can't teach all now. I wrote a book, Wonders of His Grace. Everything I'm to tell about grace is in this book. It's a small book. Get a copy of it. It will help you more than what I've taught. Are you going to say now? Now hear this. We are going to praise God in 2 minutes. Exactly 2 minutes. Just praise Him. You already prayed. Praise Him alone. I'm not going to go with you. Just praise Him for seeing the month of February. Every church, one song, 2 minutes.
Ba 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 ba, we praise you. Ba 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 ba, we praise you.
Ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba, we praise you.
Ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba, we praise you.
Ba ba.
Somebody say ba ba. Somebody say ba ba. Somebody say ba ba. Somebody say ba ba. Ba 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 ba, we praise you.
Ba ba.
I will lift up my voice just to say, Lord, I thank you.
Lift up my voice just to say, Lord, I thank you.
I will lift up my voice. Just to say, Lord, I thank you.
Lift up my voice, just to say, Lord, I thank you.
Lord, we thank you.
Thank
Lord, we thank you.
I thank
Lord,
you.
Lord, we thank you.
I thank
Lord,
you.
Lord, we thank you.
I thank
Lord,
you.
Lord, we thank you.
I thank
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 Lord,
you.
Your perfection,
all
your guidance.
Thank you.
Lord, we thank you.
I thank
Lord, we thank you.
shout, a big shout of victory. Hallelujah. Amen. Throughout this week, we'll be praising God. Are you aware of that? We have divine encounter Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then Sunday. Tuesday will be home cells. Are you going to say now? At home cells. Wednesday will be in church, 4:30. Thursday, 4:30. And it will be less praising. That's the theme of the divine encounter. Less what? We're going to celebrate God on Wednesday. We're going to celebrate it on Thursday. We're going to celebrate it on Sunday. It is going to be power-packed praise. Giving God praise for all that He's done. Amen. So don't miss it. While we praise Him, He will be raising us up. We keep praising Him. As we lift Him up, He will lift us up. Don't miss Wednesday and Thursday in church. Don't miss Tuesday in home cell and Sunday. It is going to be power pack. Amen. But the access to grace is salvation. You must be born again. Anyone not born again, grace can't flow until you accept Jesus Christ. So wherever you are, say these words after me. Pray after me. Say, Lord Jesus. All those who I want to give their life, say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from the dead to save me. Thank you, Father, for saving me. In Jesus' name. All those that prayed that prayer, pick your Bibles and bags. Step out of here in the church. If you are online, the information given to you, follow it. God bless you. All churches will take offering like every other service. And then I come back to close with announcement before you sink in between the services. Oh, God bless anybody. Give thanks to Him for blessing you.
Father, we thank you. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name. It's offering time. Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 24. It says, there is seed that scattereth and yet increaseth. The seed that would tell a woman than his mate, but tended to poverty. It's not in your holding back that makes you to have enough. Until you let go that which is in your hand, that which is in the hand of God will not be released unto you. As we are said to enjoy the next level, let go what is in your hand, package your offering, your tithe, your kingdom investment, remember your prophet offering. As you are true with that, lift it unto God and say, Lord, as I let go the seed in my hand, let my harvest be released. Open your mouth and declare that expectation. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we let go the seed in our hand, let our harvest be released now. Thank you for accepting our offerings. In Jesus' precious name, please cast your offering.
Hallelujah. All churches, please just give me your ears. Follow up. This period will be by all old members. Because souls have been won into salvation ministries globally. So all old members, make sure you're part of the follow-up team this period. And those who came yesterday, may God reward all of you in Jesus' name. Home cell resumes tomorrow, on Tuesday, at 6 p.m. with the Lord Feast. And all home cells will serve communion this Tuesday for the first time. Amen. It's actually the first Tuesday of the Divine Encounter. Divine Encounter starts on Tuesday. We fast every month. We are fasting for 3 days. It's after 21 days fast. We fast again. Has Satan gone on break? Since we are born, have you heard that Satan went on break? So if you go on break, you may break down. Don't go on break. You to keep fast, you won't break down in Jesus' name. Don't say after 21 days again, I'll fast again. Please, he said, pray without ceasing. So we are going to fast again for another 3 days to keep the month going. Is that true? So we are fasting Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Tuesday will be home cell. Wednesday, Thursday in church, we come to praise God. Are you going to say now? And as we praise God, God will do more in our lives in Jesus' name. Divine Encounter is for Wednesday and Thursday in church, Tuesday at home cell. Sunday, we come here to round off with powerful praise. Invite souls to come with you, and Jesus will be glorified. Rise to your feet. The month is declared as a month of God's grace at work. God's grace what? In whose life? Amen. Lift your hands and let's close. Every choir you minister in between the break. With God's grace at work in your life, go and shine wherever you found. The month of February, everywhere you turn, it will be every day that grace is at work in our lives.
In the name of Jesus. Nothing fails in our hands this month. In the name of Jesus. Bring your expectation forms out. May the grace of heaven that makes all things sufficient, everything available, every expectation you have lifted up, whether on the internet, may the grace at work now cause all to be answered in the name of Jesus. Whatever is on that expectation form that is in line with God's will, I decree the grace of God cause all to be answered in the name of Jesus. With the grace at work, mountains are moved out of the way. Enjoy favor and peace in the name of Jesus. Before we round up next Sunday, you will begin to see it all answered. Begin to see the manifestation of the resource. In the name of Jesus. It is well with you, and God has shown for his favor to you. In Jesus' mighty name, the grace together, grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit,
when I walked away, too much to carry, nothing left to say. But forgive me, Lord, for when I'm weak and lost, you